This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we welcome back Lisa Soder, Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council, to talk a bit more about the lagoon and how you can get involved.
Another really simple solution, a lot of people don't realize the connection between their landscape and the lagoon. Another simple way to protect the lagoon is to plant a tree in your yard. Trees are a great stormwater intercept. Trees block rain, they absorb rain, they prevent the rain from hitting the pavement where it's going to run off into the lagoon. At the Marine Resources Council, we have a nursery that grows three kinds of mangroves, and we've been putting thousands of mangroves on the shorelines of the lagoon and its tributaries for over 30 years. We're celebrating International Mangrove Day on Saturday, July 25th. It's coming up this weekend. Normally, we would have people out volunteering to plant trees and plant mangroves along the lagoon. But if you'd like to contribute to International Mangrove Day, you can go to our website, savetheirl.org, and we will plant one in your honor. So with every $25 donation, we'll put a mangrove tree on the shoreline of the lagoon. There's also an opportunity to participate in a virtual cleanup event that's being held down in Indian River County this week. It's in our newsletter and it's on our website, where you can go out on your own at your own time and collect litter and contribute to their database of litter collection during their event. You know, the environmental organizations, we're still at it. We're still trying to do what we do, protect the lagoon, clean up the messes, and get out there and do what we can, even though we have to stay confined in our space and limit the number of volunteers we can engage at this time.
Well, earlier you had mentioned about the fact that developing the land takes away that natural ability for the land to soak up the water. And we have all kinds of development going on, which development's good for the economy, but not always so good for the environment.
We have had to implement comprehensive planning processes in Florida to plan for growth and try to zone areas according to a density that makes sense, meaning that you would not want to have a whole bunch of houses built in a floodplain, for example. We have a lot of floodplains in Florida, and those floodplains are really key to water getting absorbed back into the ground. So you want to have these safe areas where water can pool and percolate down into the ground. With development, we have to be careful that we don't modify the comprehensive plan that's in place to protect some of our natural resources, and particularly to protect those floodplain areas. Right now, we're looking at a development up in North Titusville, kind of in the South Mims area, that's currently agriculture, 32 acres, and a developer's come in and wants to put 64 homes on it. It's currently zoned for, I think, about six. So it's a floodplain. Because once you put homes on a property like that, you're going to put pavement in. So each house is an impervious roof. Rain is going to hit the roof, and it's going to run off the roof onto the driveway. And then it's going to race down the driveway into the street, and it's going to race down the street into stormwater retention pond, which might treat 15% of the nutrients that are going to be in that runoff water. Whereas before, it was an old ag citrus grove where most of the land was open, so it would have been like soil, a floodplain area, even low, so that when the rain hit it, it would pool there, and then it would slowly filter into the ground where it would replenish our aquifer and so on. There is a balance. There needs to be a balance. We need to have economic growth. We need to have homes for people to live in. There's no doubt about that. It needs to make sense where you're building. There is an opportunity for you if you want to express your views on floodplain development. You can always write to your county commissioner. They're going to be hearing about this project on August 4th.
Lots of information there, lots of education, and that's what we want to do. There's a multitude of ways that you can become involved at the Marine Resources Council. Let's tell them where they can go find out more.
SaveTheIRL.org. SaveTheIRL.org.